Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Art Sherin. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Debs Garms. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ted Gulick. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank McDonald. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Hank McDonald. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The right fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Whit Wyatt. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Whit Wyatt. And now, play ball. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West takes first base on ball four. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sherin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball four. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson strikes out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns bunts towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick strikes out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of West. Appling reaches second base with a double. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gulick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sherin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to third. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDonald fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea takes first base on ball 4. Muddy Rule pinch hits for Hank McDonald. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule takes first base on ball 4. Shea moves to second. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharon bunts towards first. Kress scoops it up and throws to first, with Hayes covering, for the out. Shea moves to third. Rule moves to second. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shea scores. Rule moves to third. Two outs. It's Browns, 1, White Sox, 1. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0 for 1 in the game. Garms takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Gray now pitching. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of West. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Hayes moves to third. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 1 in the game. Swanson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hayes scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haas moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of West who is chasing the ball. Kress reaches third base with a triple. Haas scores. Appling goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Garms fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Garms. Kress scores. Dykes moves to third. It's 5-1, White Sox. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Garms settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 1 in the game. Gulick takes first base on ball 4. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy strikes out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wyatt hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gulick can't make a play. That's a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to second. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 2 in the game. Swanson hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharon hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. West hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Garms hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gullick can't make a play. That's a base hit. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wyatt bunts towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields the ball and throws to Gray covering. Safe. Wyatt moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gullick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gullick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 2 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 3 in the game. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gullick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns can't make a play. That's a base hit. Simmons moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Kress hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Appling moves to second. It's 6-1, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes hits a pop-up towards second. Sharon catches it and tags Kress out, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Carl Reynolds pinch hits for Sam Gray. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 2 in the game. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. West takes first base on ball four. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Garms hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garms for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Raleigh Styles now pitching. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Garms settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt is 0 for 3 in the game. Wyatt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gullick can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sharon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 3 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops it up and throws to first, with Wyatt covering, for the out. 1 out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ted Gullick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gullick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 3 in the game. Levy hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.